Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live, and I get to play host, and I actually get a privilege today to do something that I don't remember ever doing before. I'm gonna tag team host today, and I have with me my partner in crime, my lovely assistant, with a little darker hue than my flesh tone, Miss. Yes, it's a miss, yeah? She's looking at me really carefully and studying, asking what I'm going to do. Let's see how long I can go before she jerks the phone out of my hand. But Addie Rogers is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed like the rest of us, and she's ready to jump into the day, and she has discovered Daddy's hiding place on Saturday morning and sitting next to me underneath a blanket in the entertainment room, and she's nodding her head. So maybe she'll greet us here in a bit, but today we have with us June Silva, and I have been looking forward to this conversation for a long, long time, because I think that one of the things that we get to experience as Nikan Wellness Consultants is that journey that all of us should be striving to live. And I talk about this on a regular basis, the concept of Kaizen, the Japanese philosophy of what can I do today to make my life better, to live a better life so that I can in turn be a better service to my community, to the people that come in contact with me, and on and on and on. And June has, well, we'll get into this, but experienced a complete life transformation in that category. And wanting to live out the five pillars of health, being a better wellness consultant and all that. But before we get into that topic, June, I'd like to go back because I know there's quite a few people on the line that have not heard June's story, you know, all things Nikan, coming to understand how wonderful this company is and what it can do for people who make that decision to pull the trigger and jump on board to start the journey of a wellness home and all that. So take us back. It's what, 12, 15 years ago for you, Joan?
17,
okay. And you had, well, your life was, as I was on the phone last night with a gentleman who I think will come on board today as a consultant, has been living the last 8 years with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, as it's more commonly known. And his life is not in a good place, and I know that's where you were 17 years ago. So take us back to there.
17 years ago, I was employed with a business partner, 50% ownership in an appraisal company, residential appraisals. I was 100 pounds overweight. We were working 7 days a week, had very little vacation. Money was good. Stress was high. Wasn't sleeping. I had been involved in an automobile accident and was told that the chronic neck problems and headaches and everything else was in my imagination. My mom, I'm making it brief, but my mom had been involved in Nikan for 2 years, and for 2 years I told her it was voodoo and I didn't want to know anything about it. And finally I went to the Mayo Clinic because the headaches got so bad, the sleep disorders got so bad. And they told me the good news was this was not my imagination. The bad news was I had 3 cracked vertebrae from the accident 6 years prior. The bones had melted back together, and I had to learn to live with it.
Hmm.
This was the Mayo Clinic. I was living in Orlando, Florida at the time. It was up in Jacksonville. So we had about a 3-hour trip back to my home, and my mother was staying overnight. And she said, well, now do you want to know about these products I've been involved with? And I said, like many people say on the phone, sure, Mom, whatever will make you happy.
And June, I know a lot of us have apprehensions. I know I did 21 years ago, because, yes, you said I thought it was voodoo magic. So did I. What was the deal breaker? I mean, what was it that caused you to finally say, hey, maybe I should just give in and take a look? Was it just the chronic pain?
Well, when the doctors say to you that you have to live like this for the rest of your life, and I never had headaches. I was you know, never a person who had a lot of pain, and I've been living a pretty miserable life in all honesty. And I didn't realize how bad it was until a couple years later when I got involved away from the whole business end of it as well and got more involved with the Nikon business. But that, my life was totally out of balance. And the breaker though was saying, okay, I mean, my mother loves me. She's in the car with me. We have nothing else to talk about. I mean, we'd already driven up and stayed overnight for all these tests. And in all honesty, she had done very well, but I agreed to buy at wholesale a twin-size mattress pad for my bed, even though I had a queen-size bed and two Labrador Retrievers that slept with me, and a pillow and a necklace. And within 2 weeks, and some of you know this, within 2 weeks, a dog that I had spent over $10,000 in surgeries, who had a chronic elbow problem, which is more or less kind of like an arthritis, we'll put it that way. Stopped limping. Hmm. And every time I looked for her, she was on the bed. And I wasn't getting any sleep because she was pushing me to get onto that pad. So I didn't give in to the fact that I was feeling better. I gave in to the fact that my dog was feeling better. And dogs don't have a placebo effect.
Mm-hmm.
I needed the same way it'll come out later in this call. I can be a very stubborn person, but once I make my mind up on something, I stick with it. And all of a sudden, I realized that the dog was benefiting, I was going to be benefiting. My mother had already benefited.
Mm-hmm.
And why am I digging my heels in and being stubborn? And it's not Amway, they're not tricking me, it's all about caring.
Well, and I think the biggest thing that you're saying is you're a driven person. Most, I think, human beings that, you know, well, if we've got breath in our lungs, we're going to get up and we're going to face the day. However, at the same time, when something sounds too good to be true, we kind of, I guess some of us need more evidence than others, whereas some of us will just say, you know, I got, as you were in the case you were in, I got nothing to lose, but it wasn't your results. Which I think is a really good takeaway or teaching point here that a lot of folks will say, man, if I get results with this, then I'll be able to sell ice to Eskimos. You know, I'll be able to tell everybody, the whole world about that. And we've all heard. And
that wasn't even in my head at that point.
Yeah, no. You wanted some relief. And I don't think you had any intentions or any concept that your dog, and what breed of dog were you talking about here?
Labrador Retriever. I was at that time, I used to breed and show Labrador Retrievers.
Okay.
Yeah,
so 2 weeks, and dog gets results, and how long did it take for you to start seeing some?
5 years. The dog had the problem for 5 years.
5 years, okay.
She basically, so no one thinks I'm cruel, I had spent taking her to the University of Gainesville. She had been all over the country. She had one surgery, and it had corrected the problem, but the vet had said that arthritis would set in, and when she turned 5 or 6, the problem would probably come back.
Wow.
And sure enough, it had come back big time. And so I was at a decision of, do I want my dog to suffer, even though she's so young, because she was in terrific pain. And was, you know, starting to limp again. So you can tell when a dog, you know. So that's what it was like, whoa.
that was an eye-opener, because as you said, animals don't have placebo. So how long did it take for you to start getting some results as, from the car accident damage?
Pretty much as soon as I said to my mom, well, I need a queen-size mattress bed. She said, well, this time I'm not going to sell it to you wholesale. you need to join the company. And I did. So I would say, you know, in total, the van's probably about a month, you know, because by the time the good system came in and everybody's comfortable and, you know, I'm wearing a necklace during the day, and it was about a month that I would say I was starting to feel a lot better.
Okay. And you said cracked vertebrae, upper, lower back, where are we talking?
Right in the neck area.
Right in the neck, okay. Which is common for anyone that's gone through a car accident or an altercation like that. And I know from the friendship that we've enjoyed in our first meeting on a cruise ship that drivenness of June Silva, you allowed that to carry over right into your lifestyle with Nikan, and that has afforded you a different quality of life from what you used to do, working 7 days a week and all the stress of that. That five pillars, that, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, finances and society. And you really, really, I mean, there's certain wellness consultants that I know that really get to enjoy that. And I think you're one of them at the top of my list, because, you just start. I'm curious, going to fast forward to today, we're talking, what, 18 years, 19 years after a car accident or so. What year did the car accident take place?
I had actually suffered about 6 years. So it was the early 90s
that I was. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is pretty serious. Today, any still repercussions of that?
No.
None at all.
Absolutely fine. I still wear the necklaces, the various necklaces. For anyone out, you know, who's on the call who doesn't know my story, I lost 100 pounds. I kept the weight off. I get better night's sleep, obviously. I use the Nikan sleep products. I don't get chronic bronchitis any longer. I play tennis. I ride a bike. I'm now living back in Florida. I moved back to Jersey for 10 years. So I was able to come back to Florida, southern Florida, be closer to my mom, who's now in her 80s. I feel better now than I felt 17 years ago, and people tell me I look better now than I
sure.
But 13 years ago.
Well, and I think the biggest thing is, too, it sometimes, as you said, you know, in a month after getting on the sleep system, you obviously were experiencing change, but coming back to present day, there are chronic things that, and as wellness consultants, we'd never say that Nikan will heal a myriad of wounds or, you know, anything. However, I think the biggest thing that you're portraying is that when we change the environment, sleep, water, air, nutrition, when we change that and modify it and bring what God's given us from the earth as far as magnetics, far infrared, negative ions, bring that into our homes, we get to be the recipients of the best that the earth has to offer. And you're living that. And June, you said you lost 7 pounds, or excuse me.
All right, I know. I'm not supposed to say I gave it away. I gave away
over 100 pounds, and which makes a huge difference on the body of taking away the stress and the toxicity and all those factors. And you did most of that before the introduction of Vital Balance in the last year. I know utilizing the nutritionals and just, you know, common sense medicine. And yet still.
I lost the last 27 pounds after I moved to Florida. Started to play tennis for the first time in my life. Was swimming more often, riding my bike around the community, getting, you know, more exercise.
Okay.
As well as continuing with the Vital Balance.
And just moving. Somebody asked me a couple weeks ago, they said, Vance, you look like you're a runner. You jog? I said, oh no, I'm a runner. I run all the time. I chase a 4-year-old around when, we're playing this constant game of cat and mouse around the house. That's how I get my exercise. And she's looking at me and laughing right now. All of what you've shared so far still, and this is what I want to segue right into our main topic here, that, again, as I said at the top of the hour, been looking forward to this conversation, in that you were still, and can I be as bold as saying, kind of living a lie?
Yeah, absolutely you can. I'll say it. I was living a lie. I was sneaking. I didn't feel comfortable with it. I was somebody who was a wellness consultant. I was somebody who was meeting with doctors and vets. I was somebody who was out there, but yet I was smoking cigarettes. And
you started when you were 18, and what was your addiction up to before you made that decision to quit? Consumption-wise?
When I made the decision, I had actually come down. At one point, I was probably smoking about a pack and a half. When I made the decision, it was just under a pack a day.
Okay.
I had already started. You don't cut back. You really don't. I mean, but I wasn't smoking as much. because
so we're talking.
No, I was smoking. I couldn't smoke on the tennis courts.
Yeah, yeah. No, that kind of is an oxymoron. I'm thinking here several decades here with an addiction and having never smoked, I don't know the power of what nicotine can do and the other chemicals that are put into that product. However, like any addiction, I know there are certain things that are triggers that cause that to happen where, you know, I admit to people I'm a glutton. You know, I love to eat. However, I've decided, after getting to my ideal weight, the same weight that I was in high school, that I'm not going to go back to where I was, being 5 foot, barely 5 foot six and 180 pounds. So for you, June, what was the decision? What was the deciding factor? Because it wasn't a New Year's resolution.
It was what was it? It was several things. When I considered to be a healthy, even healthier lifestyle after I moved down here and I got more involved in sports. I wasn't around a lot of people who smoked. I couldn't stand the smell of it. I was getting concerned because of the fact that I was getting older and I can't say I wasn't feeling well. I was playing tennis, I was running, but I think what started it, somebody said something to me one day about, oh, you still smoke, who I hadn't spoken to in a while, and I said, why are you saying that? And they said, well, I can hear it in your voice, I can hear the inhaling. And then I walked in, I happened to have Blue Cross Blue Shield, and a couple days later, I walked in to pay my bill, they have like a big center here, and they had a sign-up sheet to quit smoking. And I thought, a couple weeks ago I was at a networking event and I won something with an acupuncturist and they say they can help you quit smoking. I think it's time. And I didn't sign up. I took the sheet and 2 days later I went to the class and I walked in and George, who was the instructor, said, oh, you're not signed up. And I said, oh, I'll leave. And he said, no, there'll be room. And that was the beginning. And I just decided, I made up my mind that night that I was going to do it.
And this was 10, 11 months ago. Give me a date. Give us a date.
It'll be 11 months we only have 20, 30. It'll be 11 months, yes.
Okay. So we're talking March of 2013?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to kind of get a date perspective. And for those of us again who have never experienced an addiction, I mean, again, you know, all things considered, chocolate does have its, powers. However, it's not quite as powerful as, a pack of cigarettes a day. What was the hardest part?
There were several things. Number one, you don't quit right away in this class. You go through 3 weeks of coming in once a week. And actually, it's almost a little bit, some of the things we've done with humans being more, writing down things. And so it was getting, for me, it was very scary, number one. I was going to be giving up something that had been a best friend in your mind. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it was an addiction. I was afraid I was going to gain weight. And then, I went for my annual gynecology, sorry guys, but that's life. And the doctor said to me, I feel a lump, I believe, and I'm going to send you for some tests. And she was concerned about uterine cancer. And then she said, I don't like what I feel in your breast. We better send you for some tests there. And I was a little concerned, but then the day I went for the test, all of a sudden they were doing, like 5 or 6 tests. And I came home and I called up the doctor and I said, what's going on? And she said, well, we think you may have 2 separate types of cancer. Now, this was in the middle of, I had just gotten to the point where I had smoked my last cigarette. And so it was 3 weeks of back and forth testing. And we had spoken about this, that, the first thing you do when you're under stress or something can trigger it. And I made up my mind that wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going to reach for the cigarette. To me, it was just a test. God was giving me a test. And
this was back. This was how many weeks, how many months into?
One week into giving it up.
how many? I'm sorry.
1 week.
1 week. Yeah, that's a test.
That's a test.
That's not a coincidence. That's definitely a test.
And the class continued for another 4 weeks after, you know, like, in other words, you're still going to class, and I didn't share that this was happening until the end with everybody.
Mm. Wow.
And so, and I had also made up my mind that I wasn't going to gain the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I started to do things like drink even more water. I always had the water. There were tips that they gave us, you know, if anyone's interested, it, you know, it, you incorporate. I was using more products. I was even riding my bike more, but I would always have several bottles of water with me, and I would put them in a cooler in the car so that if I had the urge for a cigarette, I would reach for a cinnamon stick and a glass of water.
Interesting. Okay.
And I never smoked in my house, so that wasn't a problem. The house didn't smell. But I washed all my clothing. I washed all my sheets. I did not like the smell of it at all. I mean, right away, the smell started to bother me. My sense of smell came back very quickly. And I have not gained the weight. I still drink the water. I still do Vital Balance. And I've been interviewed on national TV, but local TV down here, NBC News, interviewed me during the government shutdown because of programs that were eliminated. I had been given in the class patches, gum, and mint. The first day that I used the patch, I lost it, and I was afraid one of my dogs was going to find it, so I threw the patches away. Mint made me sick, so I gave those away. The gum made me sick, so I basically did not use any of the things that they told me I could use. And they gave you all this, so I could, you know, get more each class if I wanted it.
Sure.
And I decided I didn't want to be a statistic of somebody addicted to wearing patches.
Yeah. Gina, I have to ask the question. When you talk about you increased your water consumption and you increased using more, you know, Nikin solutions, I think I know the answer to this, but I am curious. Why do you think the water plays such a pivotal role? Because I'm aware that, you know, when you're dropping weight and when you're pursuing getting to an ideal, a healthy body, which giving up nicotine would be the same thing. But why do you think, in your opinion, the water played such a big role?
Because the water was cleaning out the toxins, as was the, you know, a lot of people in class, they weren't using these things. So the water was helping to clean out the toxins. It was hydrating me even more. It was satisfying me. It was putting something in my mouth that I didn't need a crutch, a cigarette. And overall, it was balancing my pH. Everyone else in class either went back or gained a ton of weight. Why am I different?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, silly question, but did it give you the opportunity to share? I mean, because you're pretty vocal, so I can't imagine you.
Oh,
vocal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I actually, the last night of class, I made the bars. I've mentioned them on the call before, you know, the protein bars that we used to make with you. Well, I made a tray of those and brought them in. I took, and it takes about 2 minutes, if anyone's interested, to read it. I took, if any of us have seen, I believe it's the title is a Personal Declaration of Independence. I've been going through some paperwork, and that was something that I think someone developed this or wrote it, or it used to be around a lot on the internet. And I was sitting there one afternoon, and I rewrote it to fit in with giving up cigarettes or giving them away, whatever you want to call it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it at class, and they asked me if they could use it and give, you know, make a copy and give to everybody in our class. And I said, absolutely. And now I go in when George, that's the instructor, I'll go in and speak to other people and share my story.
Mm, wow.
And they're now using this in the at least Palm Beach County. I don't know about the whole state of Florida, but they're using what I wrote with my permission, and giving this out, you know, for people to sign. and that's what I did. I signed it, you know, that I was, that was it. I was free of cigarettes.
And you said it takes about how many minutes to read through the whole thing?
Oh, I can quickly read it.
Yeah, read it right now for us.
Okay. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for each person to dissolve the bonds that behold them to cigarettes and to tie us to dead-end situations and huge financial and personal expenses, it behooves us to pursue excellence, personal fulfillment, excellent health, and excellent financial independence through the stopping of cigarette smoking forever. I hold these truths to be self-evident, that it is my choice, and I am feeling free and wonderful. I am healthy. I fully recognize that I possess certain God-given talents and abilities, and among them the ability to make my own decisions and the ability to think, dream, act, and believe. And this is part of who I am, and this is part of what I am becoming. Let it be said, therefore, that from this day forth, I choose of my own free will to no longer smoke and to realize how happy, healthy, and free that I am. Because if it's to be, it's up to me.
Hmm. Yeah, that is just plain awesome. And I, June, I should have thought a little bit better. I should have planned on attaching that, because I've seen that before. I remember seeing that years ago, and I do believe that maybe Bev Pippin, one of our original Humans Being More training facilitators, did develop that. And I think, well, the premise is that when we make a decision, that when we allow it to put it in print for one, and then share it with others, just like you did, and I'm sure you, as you said, shared it with the class, that we get empowerment when we speak things into existence so our own two ears can hear them. And that is powerful. So can you, and I know you're going to say yes, you're going to email that to me and I will attach it. Because I think there's so many of us that are dealing with things, and maybe we're not being as vocal as we know we want to be or we should be with what we've been blessed with as far as Nikan. And I know at times I withhold, which is, you know, I know hard for some people to believe that Vance would withhold if he wouldn't talk. But there are just some times where I just, do I really want to bring it up? And we really should. We really should be able to continue sharing what Nikan's blessed us with.
Well, I think it's important to know, Vance, what Nikan has blessed us with. And I think it's also important to realize that every one of us, you know, at some point either had something that has drastically changed our lives or something we want to continue to change. And for me, I would speak on your calls, and meanwhile, I was smoking, and I didn't feel good about myself because of that. And I know there are other people, because when you're at a conference, you kind of know who's smoking because you're out there hiding in the woods with them or behind a rock. You don't want to see that. I want to empower people. So I knew that that had to be done, and I know there's others out there, and I'm helping other people now. I mean, I go to the classes, there are people in my networking groups, there's one woman, you know, she's now bought the necklace, she's now bought the water bottle. Is she building business? No. But if I make a difference with her, great, you know? But I've come the full cycle, in my opinion, now, as far as what I can do for my health.
Yeah. Well, and what you just said, the idea of being completely vulnerable, completely honest, forthright, and that, I think that goes back to what I said at the beginning of our conversation, the concept of Kaizen. You know, what can we do? And if we're living a lie, and if we're promoting, this Nikan sleep system has changed my life, I'm not dealing with back pain anymore, I'm not dealing with this and, you know, that, and yet at the same time we're popping a Vicodin every night. You know, that's, and I know that's a crazy illustration, but
oh,
how many
of things?
Yes, exactly. And you're just a wonderful example, and I just thank you, June, for making that decision to cross over and say, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. And here you are almost a full year later. And I'm sure it hasn't been easy. Nothing's easy when we overcome what we're dealing with. And
no, I mean, you're facing with, you're faced with it. You know, I was at a party a couple weeks ago, and, you know, as the house started to empty out, all of a sudden people started to smoke in the house, and I had to leave. It just was too choking to me. I mean, I promised myself, and I do mean this, I'm not going to be a reformed smoker, you know, who's going to tell other people what they can or cannot do. Because whether it was my weight when I was challenged by that, whether it was my smoking, the more people would say something, the more I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sometimes works the opposite.
Sure.
So in my case, you know, I just choose to walk away from it if it's bothering me. Or, in all honesty, I don't care if I always have a cinnamon stick in my pocketbook for the rest of my life. What's a cinnamon stick?
Yeah, exactly. The proprietary elements that are in cinnamon, I mean, are huge. I mean, all you got to do is Google it and see the benefits. I find myself adding it to things all the time just because of what we can gain from it. Just like anything else that's good, that comes from the earth, that's wholesome, that's good. You know, Nikan's whole foods, nutritional products, these things are good for us. I mean, I guess you could OD on taking too much immunity, but I've heard from timeless and countless people that, you know, you can take the whole bottle and it's not going to do anything for you. It's going to boost your immune system. But, again, things that are bad, things that we overindulge, all things in moderation, you know. But I want to ask one final question, June, and that is, you're going to email me the thing. Steve Crowfoot will post it up on the website. What was the name of it again?
It's called the Personal Declaration. I'll send you both, Vance.
Okay.
I'll send you the one that applies more or less. And I've used this with Nick, and I've used it with, you know, training of my organization. It's got a little, that one has a gold seal on it. This one I just wrote. You know, I took some of it, I applied it to smoking. You can apply it to anything you want, really. But applying it to Nikan is great as well if you want to grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people on this call who would like to do that. Because again, it just comes down to making a decision and moving forward with it.
Yeah, and we find so hard that, well, we make that decision, but then there's other variables. Well, the other variables will fall into place, just like with you. You make a decision, and then a week later, you're faced with two catastrophic tests, you know, breast cancer, uterine cancer, that, oh, what do we do now? Well, they will fall into place when we continue on the path that we've made that decision. And obviously, all these things fall into place when we line up with God's plan for our life and say, hey, you know, this is a good thing. This is something that's wholesome. And this is the direction I want to go. So, Jiren, you know, I know, you know, kudos is not even it's an understatement of what I want to convey and say thank you on behalf of all the wellness consultants, for all of us, for the whole Nikan family, because you have taken it to you've raised the bar for all of us, and that whatever we're dealing with, that we can overcome it. And, I will, you know, for people, if you want to email me and you know somebody that, or you yourself personally, you want to get in connection with June because you think maybe there's something I'm missing here, maybe there's one more element, please contact me. And, you know, or June, if you want to be so bold, or you, it's up to you, because you have a life as well, and I don't mind being the middleman here, and, but I think the Declaration of Independence is huge. I've seen it before. I've used it before. And I just keep thinking of, you know, what a friend of mine shared with me several decades ago, that without accountability, there's no motivation for change.
And sometimes we have to go back. I mean, as you said at the beginning of the call, I've been involved in Nikan for 17 years. And some of the original tools that were out there are still the tools I use.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it worked 17 years ago as far as Nikan and building businesses, why not get that and then the other one in the hands of somebody who, you know, possibly might be facing an addiction and want to give it up? You can apply it to weight. You can apply it to drinking. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have. I was fortunate. The only thing I was addicted to was smoking in that class. But there was other people in there who had weight problems as well as smoking, gambling problems. You know, there's a lot of people who need help.
No, all of us do. None of us have reached perfection. I don't think, anyway. I know I haven't.
I still haven't. I work at it every day.
And so for those of us who might have joined the call late, June Silva, Platinum Wellness Consultant from Florida, has been our guest today. And if you know somebody, or if you want to share the link to the call, to the conversation, www.saturdayamlive.com is the website. And all the calls that we've done over the last, 7, 8 years are posted there. They're in chronological date order, so just scroll down until you find the one you're looking for, either by the name or the subject. But again, it's www.saturdayamlive.com. So, June, thank you so much.
Again,
I really, really appreciate this, taking the time. And so until next week, thank you, everybody, for being on the line. If you want to stay on the line for a few minutes, I do have a few announcements that I want to run through, and we will open up the line for Q&A. So, but until then, have a great warm weekend. Stay warm, those of us who are still enduring this terrible cold winter of 2014. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye, everyone.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.